I'd like to share this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 1. I was studying that chapter for the last while. A lot of things I saw in there as I took time to study it and think about it. And hopefully it can be encouraging to all of us. I'd like to start by reading through the first chapter there, 1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace be from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. The first two verses, the first ones that I put together is, in my mind, their own little section. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, mine own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul starts out by pointing out the most important thing we have as Christians, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. He's writing to a young man who he calls his own son in the faith. Something we can take from this is that because of this love and care that Paul had for Timothy, as a son in the faith, he invested time in him and taught him. I think that for us, whether fathers or mentors in some way, or just examples to others, that we should have a care and love for those that we're impacting. And it'll make a difference. Proverbs 3:12 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Then, going on to verses 3 through 7. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some having swerved have turned aside into vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. Paul reminds Timothy here to charge or command some who are Ephesus that they teach no other doctrine, probably than what Paul taught Timothy here, than what Paul taught the Ephesians while he was there in Ephesus. Because some had turned away from sound doctrine, but the concordance calls random talking or babbling. And while they wanted to teach the law, they didn't know what they were talking about or if what they said was true. Verses 8 through 11. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. I looked up that word, perjured persons, and from what I understood, it's just someone who will swear by something that they know is not true. So, I guess a liar in some ways and swearing by it. Verse 8, Paul says, the law is good when it is used in the proper way. And in Galatians 3:19 through 29, Paul explains what the law is for. I'd like to turn to Galatians 3 and read some of that. Galatians 3:19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, that was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Verse 24 says that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Also, if you look back in Timothy, it says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. And it gives a list there. But I think to understand that a little better, we can look at Matthew 5, 17 through 20. Matthew 5, verse 17. Jesus says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says here that he didn't come to take away from the law, but to fulfill the law. And obedience to those teachings will bring us far beyond just obeying the law. And one of the examples that is where Jesus says that we're not only to love our neighbors, but also our enemies. Back in 1 Timothy verses 12 through 16. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Paul's testimony as he shares it with Timothy is that he thanks Christ Jesus our Lord, who had grace on him, saved him, and put him into the ministry. Verse 15, Paul there considers himself to be the worst of sinners. Verse 16, Paul says that God used him as the worst of sinners for an example to others of how far God's mercy will reach towards those who believe on Jesus. Verse 17 there, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And I wrote here in a little bit different words that were a little more meaningful to me. It says, now to the one who rules forever, lives forever, cannot be seen by human eyes, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We have a powerful God, and just like Paul's testimony there in verses 12 through 16, we can have a testimony like that because of the power of God in our lives. Verses 18 and 19, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Paul entrusts Timothy here with the command to fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience. Verse 18 says it's according to some previous prophecy about Timothy. I'm not sure what that prophecy was, but verses 3 and 4. May also refer to that. Verses 19 and 20. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. I think we often use that term if somebody's made a wreck of their life. It gives a couple examples here, and I found a little bit more about them in 2 Timothy. It talks about Hymenaeus in 2 Timothy 2, verses 16 through 18. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. This man is an example of someone who has strayed away from the truth and was teaching things that were not true, causing others to lose their faith. Also, Alexander in 2 Timothy 4, 14 and 15. It says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. It says that Alexander did Paul much evil and was greatly opposed to what Paul was teaching there. I know that examples of good and examples of bad are helpful for me in clarifying my understanding on matter, whatever it might be. I see that I can recognize the outcomes of it more easily. And I hope looking over that chapter was encouraging to look at the care that Paul had in teaching Timothy and just the desire to keep the God's word with a pure heart and good conscience and using the law in a great way to see it. I guess it brings sinners to the understanding of their sin, and for us, we should be following Jesus' teachings and obedience and be beyond just the law, and we should also have a testimony, just as Paul did, of what Jesus has done for us, and should be warned of those who don't hold the faith in truth. Yeah. Hopefully that's encouraging. God bless you.